The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You could say that 2020 has been a pretty dark year. The COVID-19 pandemic has been unlike anything that the vast majority of us have ever experienced. From the sheer number of lives lost, to the economic impacts, the isolation and the disruption of our daily lives, and the toll it's taken on our mental health. Not to mention the other events of this year, the racial and political tensions, unprecedented wildfires and tropical storms, even famine in parts of the world, and the grief and losses that many of us have experienced in our personal lives. Undoubtedly, this has been a dark and difficult year. And so for many, the news this week of the arrival of the first coronavirus vaccines in the United States was greeted as a sort of light in the midst of the darkness. I actually saw images of healthcare workers celebrating in the street outside of a hospital in Boston this week. Though there still remains a great deal of suffering and hard times ahead, and it may be months yet before the tide is turned against this virus that has upended our lives, this week does seem to bring with it the promise of better days ahead. These are the same sort of feelings that were evoked by the prophet Isaiah as he heralds the birth of a child with the familiar words in Isaiah chapter 9. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah is announcing a turning point, the dawning of a new day. This child, whom he also calls Emmanuel, God with us, will be the one to usher in the long hoped for age of peace and prosperity, of justice and righteousness. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing it and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. Isaiah first spoke these words at a time of national crisis during the reign of the faithless king Ahaz, when the kingdoms of Israel and Judah were threatened by enemies from without and by failed leadership from within. Isaiah insisted that hope and deliverance were to be found not in political and military machinations, but in the birth of a child, promised and empowered by God. You might be forgiven for wondering, as Ahaz did, with foreign armies advancing on Jerusalem, with the temple and palace stripped of their treasures, and with the king turning with increasing desperation to other gods and other lords. What good could a child do? Even if Isaiah's words referred, first of all, as many believe, to the birth of Hezekiah, one of the most celebrated kings of Judah, it would be years before he would come to reign and right the wrongs of his father Ahaz. Nevertheless, Isaiah says, with the birth of this child, a new light has dawned, and the day that has been long awaited is sure to appear. Of course, no earthly ruler like Hezekiah could truly fulfill the promises spoken by the prophet, that he would be called Emmanuel, God with us. These promises would await the coming of another child, of the house and lineage of David, who would reign on his throne and over his kingdom, establishing it and upholding it with justice and righteousness, not just for this time, but forevermore. Though his birth would mark the definitive event in human history, like a light breaking forth in the darkness, It would go largely unnoticed by the world at large. Born into poverty, laid in a manger for his bed, his birth would attract the attention of a few world-weary shepherds in the environs of Bethlehem, and later cause a bit of a stir on account of some visiting magi. But most of his life was lived in obscurity, far from the centers of power. In what Isaiah called the land of Zebulun and Naphtali, Galilee of the Gentiles. Matthew quotes this text in order to describe not the circumstances of Jesus' birth, but the beginnings of his ministry in Galilee, saying he went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake, in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. And Matthew says, from that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." Like the child whom Isaiah prophesied, the kingdom of justice and righteousness, of peace and prosperity that Jesus brings, makes its appearance quietly and unobtrusively, like the tiniest of seeds that will one day grow into a tree, or a little leaven working its way through a batch of dough. How silently the wondrous gift is given. Nevertheless, it is with certainty and with hope that we know that the kingdom of heaven has come near, and that light has dawned in the person of Jesus Christ, the child born in Bethlehem. Though we live between the times, in the midst of much difficulty and suffering and struggle, we know that the day is coming. Indeed, it is nearly here, when in the words of Isaiah, our light will break forth in the darkness, and the night will become like the noonday. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Amen.